This is WNYC. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Garber. No FEMA trailers in New York City. The mobile homes that got a bad name after Hurricane Katrina are off the table as housing options for city residents whose own homes have been damaged or destroyed by Sandy. That's according to the federal government. Instead, New York City will rely on hotels, rental assistance, and a program that helps expedite home repairs. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez is here to talk about other options. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Mark.
So how many people do need temporary housing now?
Well, Mark, you know, at one point right after the storm, Mayor Bloomberg said as many as 40,000 city residents may need long-term replacement housing. But he quickly revised those numbers downward. And, you know, it's really hard to say exactly what the right number is. But what we do know is that since the storm hit, about 5,000 households have been put up in hotels that were either paid for by the city or FEMA. Mm-hmm. Some have checked out since then. And FEMA says as of today, about 247,000 applications in New York State have come in. Mm-hmm. Nassau County has submitted the most applications, for instance. Now, not all of those need interim housing, but you can at least get a sense of who's been affected by the storm.
Sure, those are big numbers. And do people want temporary housing? Why are they saying it won't work?
Well, you know, I've heard from several volunteers who've been helping people in Far Rockaway and Staten Island renovate their homes. And they say people want to be as close as possible to their homes as they can be as they attempt to fix them. You know, some people are afraid of being robbed. Some people are afraid of their homes being damaged in other ways.
Right.
One volunteer told me that in Staten Island, people had cited a parking lot that they thought could be used for trailers. Mm-hmm. But FEMA says there just isn't enough room, enough commercial property to site these temporary structures. Michael Byrne, federal coordinating officer for FEMA, said the same holds true for what FEMA calls a group site, which is also a temporary structure.
It's going to take a piece of land that we'd have to find somewhere, and there aren't a lot of pieces of property that are outside of the floodplain, close to where the impacted people are, that could accommodate this kind of renovations.
Now, Byrne also said that FEMA rental assistance money isn't restrictive and people could potentially use it to get their own trailer, though that could conflict with local building codes.
So what is the main way then that government plans to house people?
Well, hotels are the most temporary way. FEMA says the state is the one determining how long these hotel stays last. Right now, December 14th is the end date, but there have been several extensions in the past, and there could be another two-week extension coming. Then there's what's called rapid repair, and that's a program that the Bloomberg administration started that's supposed to expedite the bare necessities to get you back in your house. So in other words, get you power, heat, and water.
Right.
The city says 11,820 households have signed up for it so far. But rental assistance is the main way the city plans to house people, meaning you find a new apartment and the federal government will pay the rent on it for up to 18 months and up to a certain dollar amount. Now, Byrne says that FEMA has done surveys and established that there is enough vacant apartments within 5 to 10 miles of the affected areas. Now, we know in New York City, 5 to 10 miles can be several neighborhoods away.
Sure, sure. And that's interesting because I spoke with them a few weeks ago, and the question of availability, you know, came up because New York, it's hard enough in good times
to find
an apartment.
Right, there's a 3% vacancy rate in New York.
So are people actually going to be willing to move that far away from their homes?
Well, that sort of remains to be seen. You know, as part of providing rental assistance, the city connected with several landlords who've agreed to set aside about 2,500 apartments for storm victims, but those apartments are in many instances far from the affected areas. For instance, Enterprise, an affordable housing developer, has agreed to set aside just under 200 apartments for storm victims. Shola Olatwaye runs the group Development Projects in New York and believes relocating will be a big challenge.
How do we help families sort of get over the I'm from Rockaway, and there's an available unit in the Bronx, and how do we sort of, you know, manage that? I'm sure to be sort of complicated logistics for a family that's being relocated, even though they're being relocated to a safe, clean, affordable home. I mean, these are people's lives.
Right, and most of Enterprise's apartments are in the Northwest Bronx, while most of the damaged homes are in Staten Island, Queens, and Brooklyn.
Yeah, certainly a world away, really, when we're talking about here. What about New Jersey? Is the state also Is that state relying mostly on rental housing for storm victims?
Yes, it seems that way. FEMA in New Jersey says they've identified 7,000 rental properties within 50 miles of affected areas, though a spokesman says 50 miles is the maximum distance and that many of the apartments are actually much closer than that. FEMA says there's been no request in New Jersey for trailers or any type of manufactured temporary home, although there are 40 trailers in Jackson, New Jersey, that were brought in even before the storm started. FEMA also said it's helping the state retrofit Fort Monmouth, a former military camp that's near Oceanport in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. About 45 units of housing will eventually be made available there.
Okay, well, thanks for keeping us posted. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.